finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
All right, I've started this podcast three times now because I'm trying to figure out the right angle to unpack this thing with. Basically, one of the biggest things people are asking me over the last year is, how do I get more phone calls? And if your business has any kind of phone call needs, or you use the phones at all, like, it's important to obviously have control over how many phone calls you get, right? For a lot of businesses that I work with, just getting more people on the phone is the number one KPI that will blow up kind of the rest of the business. Like, everything else is a lagging indicator after getting people on the phone. Now, I had an incorrect relationship between phones and the internet for a while. I would say that in my brain, I just was like, I'll just only ever sell someone on a funnel ever, and that's it, you know? Like, using like a low ticket funnel or, you know, stuff like that. And I'm not saying that you can't sell online. That's not my point. But if you think about it, in most companies that have ever really blown up using the internet, they take the leads off the internet, and the leads are closed offline, not online. Now, again, I'm not saying that you can't collect cash on the internet. I'm not saying that you should stop putting any effort or emphasis on a sales funnel. That's not the point. What I am saying, though, is that recognize that the internet has limitations. It doesn't customize very well. It sells really, I mean, you might have different paths and tracks for someone who's coming on in, but a salesperson is awesome because they can listen better, right? They can customize. They can actually say, oh, this is what you need. And in the moment, they could upsell way better than an automated page could, right? And so the internet is amazing. I think of the internet as a place where I'm going to get break-even leads for the phone, right? Now, again, you could do webinars, you could do challenges, you could do virtual events. I'm not saying you can't sell online. I'm saying that most of the businesses that have blown up that we all know of, and the big names that we can all name, have somehow, one way or another, used some sort of sales or phone team. And they use the internet as a lead source. Now, that is what the internet is amazing at, right? Is generating leads and people who are interested for the phone. So my first point in this is that if you are still, I don't want to say only building sales funnels as if that's the wrong choice, but if you still are only using the internet for just selling, like, as your only point of sale, consider at some point, maybe sometime during this year, that you start learning how to generate leads for phone conversations, whether that's actually on a phone or Zoom, for conversations that happen offline, where usually that's where the really high ticket sales happen. All right, so when I first learned this and realized this, I'd say it's 6-7 years ago, and I was like, huh, that is definitely the pattern. And I went and I started getting, I just had one phone closer, and I wasn't great at generating leads yet. And that one phone closer, though, I mean, just based on the fact that we were selling like a $30,000 or $40,000 package, they only have to sell one or two a month to make a serious lift in my business, you know, especially back then when that's like how much I was doing every month, you know. Does that make sense? Like, it's one of those bolt-on things. I don't look at it as a replacement to the rest of the funnel stuff that I do, but it's one of those bolt-on activities that is one of the fastest ways to double a business, is to just add a phone person with like mid to high ticket product, you know, one. I think you can have too many products. Like, just have like two or three products. That's it. You know, stop adding a million products. And I also think it's not true. It's so funny because people will be like, oh my gosh, you have a $7 book and then your next package is $25,000. You can't do that. You got to have, what's your $10,000? You know, or what's your 15, right? They try to create pricing where it's like, you bought this thing that was $7. And then the next thing you're selling is $40,000. Oh my gosh, that's not good. You got to have something in the middle that's 10. That's not true. You can, but people will act like it's like this big issue. It's not. It's not maybe 10 years ago, maybe it was a little more true. But I have people that have bought a $7 thing for me, and then they're like, oh, you know what? Let's just go to his $50,000 thing. Or, you know, Steve has a $100,000 offer. Let's just go take him up on this 100K offer. Like, it's a false belief that I've noticed. You'll notice a lot of people who are salespeople will say that. It's just because they want an option. They want to be able to have a downsell. Now, I do have downsells. That's great. But, like, anyway, so that's besides the whole point of this podcast. The point of this episode, though, is I'm trying to make it so far. It's number one, if you're not using phones, use them. Even badly, just having it up. You really only need to sell like, you know, one or two of these things a month to really make a big dent, right? And lift inside of your sales and sales efforts. And just like anything that has true power, there's a good and correct and amazing way to do phone sales, and there's a bad way. Just telling something. It's like driving a car. Right, the car has power. You could use a car for great, or you could use it for bad. All right, so same thing with everything. Right, learning to use phone sales inside your business is an amazing, awesome power, but there does come with it learning how to do it the right way. You know, and new laws and all that kind of stuff you should probably learn about. But anyway, let me get back to the main point of this though. So most of the people that I've been working with over the last year, it's been interesting because most of them are like these seven-figure businesses, and they'll get two or three calls a week. And that's kind of it, which is not that many. And most of the time, that really surprises people who are not at the seven-figure mark. Because I think most of the time when people, you need a phone team, or you should just start doing phone sales. I think most of the time when people hear me say that, they think to themselves, oh my gosh, I got to be generating 100 phone calls a day. And it's just not true. It's just not true. The number you're really trying to go for to just start is, I asked Robbie Summers this, who's my business partner, you know, because we have a sales agency. So it's been fun to look at like different businesses and different, you know, hey, this is how this company is generating this much. This is how this company is generating this much and so forth. And I was on with a client last night going through his stuff. This guy's generating 3 to 5 calls a day. And they're not even at like hot, the leads. But it's still enough for them to be doing, you know, they're way past the 8-figure mark. And it's 3 to 5 calls a day. That's it. And as his phone team, like there's only like 2 people. Like you don't need a huge sales floor anymore. That's old school method. You don't need that anymore. And that's part of why I'm bringing this stuff up is that sales funnels, you know, the way we use them, every funnel you've ever heard of still works. If the hook is right, if you got the right channel, right? If you can acquire customers at break even or better, it's like they all still work. What's shifted a lot though is what we use the funnels for. All right, so what I was on with the reason I'm doing this podcast is because of the session that I had with this guy yesterday. And the session that I had with him was going through all of his funnels and finding ways to include getting people on the phone in every single sales funnel that exists. So most of the time when I say, like, you know, I did an event a couple months ago on ways to be getting people on the phone. And it's surprising and shocking to see how many people are like, you know what? The only way to get people on the phone is you have to have an application funnel, or you got to have a phone funnel, or you got to have a place for them to book a call. That's a way, but there's so many others. There's so many other ways to get people on phones and to generate phone calls at volume. And so let me give an example. Shout out to Dana Derricks. I love him. He's the man. just if you guys know him, you should follow him. He quote unquote retired from internet marketing a while ago, but he's still like this giant of a copywriter. I mean, he literally wrote the copy for like clickfunnels.com like way back in the day when I was still there. He's the man. One day, probably like in 2018, Dana reached out to me and he goes, dude, I'm trying this thing. Try it with me. I was like, all right. And what we were doing is, imagine this. You have a sales page up. They go to the order form. And they're on the order form. And there's suddenly two versions of the same product. Right? So you can choose on the order form between one of these two things. This is amazing, okay? And I did this for a couple of years, and the data from it was ridiculous. So stick with me on this. If you're like, wow, Steve's kind of getting the weeds in this podcast. Yeah, usually I do more storytelling, but you got to stick with me on this because this is a big one. I don't have a lot of time today. So, AKA traffic was light. So on the order form, picture this. And we did this for things that were like a dollar, all the way up to things that were like thousands of dollars. So what we did is we created two versions of the exact same offer. They were the exact same offer on the order form. And you had to click between them. So imagine this. On one, on the order page, the first version was like, hey, get the product and here's the price. Right? On the very next like radio button option, on the very next, on the same page, right next to it. You're not hiding it at all. On the very next, it says, hey, why don't you also get the exact same product as the one before at the exact same price, but at this one, we're gonna include in a free strategy phone call. So if you didn't catch that, let me say it again. Buy this book for $7. Or buy this book for $7, exact same book, exact same offer, but also get with it a free strategy session so we can help you see where to grow your business. It's the exact same price. All you're doing is right next to each other, you're putting an option where one is saying, get the book for $7, and the other saying, get the book for $7, but get on a phone call. Or I would do this on webinars. I did this for webinars for like 2 or 3 years. Get this product for $1,000. Or get this product for $1,000, but also get with it a free strategy session phone call. And it was crazy because after 2 years of doing that on a webinar for a $1,000 product, literally I had an 84% take rate on the one where people wanted to get a phone call. And one of the things that we saw was really funny about that is we started noticing that Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
People said yes to getting a phone call with the offer that they bought,
there's something to giving your phone number when it's also associated with giving money that made it so that people were looking for the phone call. They were like, where's my phone call? Like, if they, and even if they didn't get the call immediately, they'd be like, where is this? Like, I want a phone call. And on the phone call, we obviously, it was a strategy phone call, but it always ended in some sort of sales conversation as well. And so what was cool about that is not just having a phone funnel. Yeah, have those things, have your VSLs and have your, you know, but literally on tripwire funnels, low ticket funnels, every single funnel you can think of and conceive of, you can have an option where it's like, yeah, I'd like a phone call, or like, yeah, but it's a phone call. And it's nuts how often, like, Marley has this really cool one that she did for quite a while, where on the back of literally every single thank you page on every single funnel type, whether it was free or paid, high ticket, low ticket, whether it didn't matter what it is, every single confirmation slash thank you page that you could possibly think of, it's called the give us 15 minutes script. It's basically the Geico script. 15 minutes could save you 15% more on car insurance. Well, 15 minutes could level up your business. So give us 15 minutes. And so what it was, Hey, thanks so much for buying, like on my Capitalist Pig t-shirt funnel, I actually have this. Thanks for getting your Capitalist Pig t-shirt. We have a really cool print-on-demand service. It prints and ships and tends to deliver to people who buy it within about 7 days. So just know it's coming on the way to you right now. Hey, here's the thing. You're not a capitalist if you never practice it. So I'm going to teach you right now the five things that are what we've found to cause profit inside of a business. Not just cash, but profit. And it will literally dovetail naturally into a five-part, very short, eight-minute VSL. And at the end, say, we'd love to jump on the phone with you and show you how we could help install this in your business. And it's, right, so a version of that on every single thank you page, a version of, did you know your thing could also come with a phone call, you know, on this thing that's $1,000 or $7 or $10,000 or whatever, right? You can, one of the easiest ways to uncork a business's phones and phone potential is to just go back through every funnel you've ever created ever and start finding ways that you could naturally put phone on everything. And watch how many phone calls are actually sitting at your fingertips right now. Now, the beauty of this, the huge benefit of this is, I was asking Robbie Summers once, I was like, all right, you've closed $100 million on the phone by yourself. All right, which is pretty impressive. In your opinion, and from the patterns you've seen, Robbie Summers, how many phone calls does a business actually have to generate to completely change their life? And I was expecting him to say like at least 10. And he said 2. I said, 2? He goes, yeah, you only need to be generating 2 good phone calls a day. And even then, like, I was like, are you freaking, I was like, 2? I was like, at a minimum, I was thinking you're going to say 5. You know, because 5's cool because it keeps a salesperson kind of busy for the full day, usually. Depends on the call and how long it is and what you're doing. But, you know, like, that's kind of what I was always going for in the past. Is how can I get 5 calls per person per day, you know, and really blow it up. I used to have 12 salespeople in my office. And trying to get 12 people full of leads 24/7 was so stressful. And so the opposite of that, to hear him say, no, like, you really just need 2 phone calls, like, total, not, I'm not even saying 2 people, 2 calls per salesperson, then you have all these salespeople. No, 2. I was really shocked by that. And I got to tell you, after, you know, so Robbie Summers and I have been business partners and, I have 2 businesses. I got three. One's Capitalist Pig, which we're still standing up. One's Pursuit of Profit, which is my education and coaching and consulting and my mastermind. And the other is the Sales Lever. And so Sales Lever, and they're all under the Pursuit of Profit banner. So those are my three companies. And I'm partners in everything. I'm no longer running solo. And that's the reason why I can do all that, because I'm not trying to hold everything on my own. Like, it's funny. I know that you, like, people are like, oh, you should just have one business. And that's true. but these are business partners that have responsibilities, and you know, anyway, so whatever. It's a totally different, completely different podcast on how we manage all that stuff, because they're all growing, which is actually really exciting and also unique. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that thing right there. But no, but to see all this data on these phones and phone people, and to see what companies, you know, have really been blowing up using our sales agency, like, it is fascinating to notice. He's not kidding. It's two. Needed two good calls a day. And if you've been in the funnel space at all, if my guess is that you might have tons of funnels all over the place too, you know, and you may have built all these things, whether or not they've blown up or exploded or you got traffic or whatever, there is a ton of places to add naturally a phone conversation into your deck of funnels. And so, I would look through that, you know, and then what's really fun about that is that it makes the funnel's purpose expand. It's no longer just about collecting cash in the moment. You've also built in natural ascension opportunities in a low ticket thing, you know, or on the back of a webinar, or in a challenge before the challenge or during the challenge or after the challenge, or in an event. One of my first really successful clients, one of the ways that they have really blown up their events is by calling everyone before they come to the event. So while they're promoting the event for 5 months, whatever they're going to sell at the event, they just sell on the phones to them before they come. And they told me that it pretty much doubled their money from like $1.5 million every event to $3 million, because they're selling people before coming for like the 5 months that they're promoting the event. I was like, that's freaking genius. Like, how simple of a thing that we think of the internet again as the place it's meant to be. It is a good lead gen source, and everything goes towards phones. Everything goes towards the phones. Every funnel type, everything. And no, you don't have to do the stair-stepping thing where, well, if they bought a $7 thing, before you go pitch a $25K, you got to pitch a $10K. It's like, ugh, are we just inventing offers because we think that's true? That's not true. It's not true. Right? Don't invent. I think it's one of the most dangerous aspects of a value ladder concept is that we have to have, you know, then we go here, then we go here, then we go here, then we go here. It's funny. Several of my buddies that have just like made, you know, we're talking like tens of million, like 80 million, like near 100 million, if not more. A lot of them, they're like, yeah, we have like two offers. You know, it's like, I think one of the tough things about funnel and how easy it is to build funnels now is that we just invent the crap because we can. And I'm like, that's because we have the idea. It doesn't mean we should go make the product. So you got to get real strict on that and be like, hey, look, what's my thing, you know, that's, you know, 10 to 40 grand. What's my thing that's like 5 to 10 grand, you know, and it's like, pff. And then if you have a low ticket or some tripwire thing, it's literally just to generate phone calls. It changes the whole purpose of funnels. It actually, I think, simplifies what your ideas are and your idea volcano that can happen with funnels, and what you should build and not build, you know, some things you should not build. Right. And especially with those visionaries, if you're a visionary, sometimes you got to be careful, because you can literally invent. Not only are you good at innovation, you're good at innovating a reason why you should be innovating, right? I had a coach tell me that like 2 years ago, and he's like, Stephen, you're such a strong visionary and creator that he's like, here's your quarterly plan. He's like, I've seen you do it before, where you'll come up with some new idea in the moment and invent why it's a good thing towards the goal, even though what you're doing is not on your goals. and I'm not sorry, but you know, he was right. And sometimes I'll still take the bait, but it really helped me go like, oh yeah, that's right. A visionary without foundation can be very dangerous to a company and cause chaos for everybody else. So it, what's been cool about this approach towards phones and funnels, what I've been telling you guys, and the reason why I'm telling you that is because it's allowed me to look at funnels with more of a wider purpose, where it's like, hey, I'm going to acquire customers at break even or better, yet always pitch and push up to phones in every single funnel scenario. And doing so has allowed my creativity to move more towards, like, you guys are going to see real soon, I used to dump $20,000 a month into content. We were taking a single video and pushing it across 17 platforms daily for 2.5 years. And it took me 5 agencies stitched together with a really cool Trello process that I put together and created to do it. And it worked pretty much flawlessly for 2.5 years. And I just got burnt out. Well, I'm back, baby. And you'll see in about a month here, I'm going to get back to dumping about $10,000 to $15,000 a month also back into content again. I'm turning my content engine completely back on. Found my new angle and I'm ready to rock again. I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. To quote Cardone, who's got my money, right? I'm just the capitalist pig's back very much. So I'm psyched about that. But it's allowed my creativity to go more towards that stuff rather than like funnel offer. What about this funnel? What about this offer? What about this funnel? This offer is like, nah, 2 to 3. That's it. Bam. You know, one's leads, one's middle, one's the, one's kind of like the higher ticket. That's it. That's all, you know, and then I might create new front ends, but nothing is like a new product. Marketing needs that. Marketing needs new hooks. So anytime someone tells me you're making too many things, I'm like, well, that last hook I made, as hooks do, they all have a half-life, started dropping. So I had to go make a new front end, you know, but anyway, all right. Besides the point, phones and funnels. There's phone funnels, but you also can put the phones in every funnel. See you guys.
The backbone of everything I've done so far is based on the skill of launching. That's why I created a 3-day event to show you how to launch online. During this event, you're going to get a chance to learn directly from me. It doesn't matter if your offer is a product or a service, digital or physical, a one-off or a subscription. I'm going to give you my framework to launch any of these offers. But I'm also going to teach you the art of launching. We're going to talk about everything from what I call a warm traffic whisper, the red ocean riches, piggyback marketing, pre-launch bounce, fortune follow-up, dramatic demonstrations, offer hooks, brand hooks, market origin stories, hooking influencers, cart open and close, the two-step CTA, cash flow cadences, upsells, downsells, funnel entrainment, profit engine, the lead flow flywheel, traveling demonstrations. It's the most valuable information I know. Everything I've used over the years to launch immense amounts of offers online. This is a 3-day event. It's happening live. There's no public replays, but you can watch from the comfort of your own home or anywhere around the world. Whether you're starting from scratch or looking to elevate your business, secure your ticket at offerlaunch.com. It's the one thing holding entrepreneurs back, learning how to launch online. Go to offerlaunch.com now to register. Because if you're not trying to launch your offer online, then what are you doing?